January 19, 2024, Suaf Pedro Show. Pedro Show, happy Friday. Start off with live excerpt from November 22, 1962. John Coltrane doing his tune he wrote for a bass man named Paul Chambers. A 1 minute excerpt. And then Raymond George with If I Should Lose You. And I think for the fourth or fifth time, because of those Estonian software engineers with their Skype invention, I got Louis Michel. Welcome back aboard, Louis.
Glad to be back.
Absolute.
Thanks for trying me.
Every time, anytime, Brother Louis. What about Raymond George? Hit me to him.
Yeah, what is that? What would you say? Who's on bass?
Oh, but that was a song John Coltrane wrote before that.
Okay,
Mr.
Yeah.
PC, Paul Chambers. Incredible
Paul
bass.
Paul Chambers, that's right.
Incredible, yeah.
Raymond George, man, for sure. Oh, yeah, Raymond George, exactly. George was one of the sole artists that recorded on Homa Records back in the 1960s. And actually, as Howard was calling me, I was on the phone with A.J. Rodrigue, the son of Rod Rodrigue, who recorded all these recordings in his living room in Homa, Louisiana. And when they outgrew the living room, and A.J. was there as a child, like, Mama's like, stay in y'all's room. Daddy's got a session. And that was Raymond George, and he was awesome soul artist from Homa, Louisiana, and one of the 100 or so tracks he put out on 45 RPM back in the 1960s called Homa Records.
Okay, talking about living room recordings, you know, Rudy Van Gelder, when he's doing them, I mean, he ended up getting his own studio, but those first records, they were done in his parents' living room in Hackensack, New Jersey.
Uh-huh. That's about right. That makes complete sense, man. I mean, sometimes it's you can't beat the feel, you know, not where you're at and what you're making, and that's, you feel it for that, for sure.
And what about fucking cool parents to let that shit happen?
Yeah, that's definitely something to be said for that.
Absolute, you know, let alone, you know, the bam, bam in the basement or the garage, but you got a full recording thing happening in the living room. I seen pictures. You could see the Venetian blinds and shit. Yeah. When John Coltrane was doing Blue Train, the session, and man, yeah, there's Venetian blinds. I mean, how do they keep that shit from rattling?
Damn.
But whatever.
Yes.
I'm so glad the Homa Records, you know, that stuff got done. Because it right, captured, documented. You gave me this stuff here, Rockin' Uncle Pie.
Yep, who's another one of the Homa Records.
Okay, another Homa Records, okay.
Yeah, this and that's all this is kind of a little bit of a preemptive, We're just now, it's just getting the lacquer done on it, so we're still a while away from the actual release. So I just kind of wanted to throw a few of those in there with the rest of it.
So these things have been out of print for a while.
Oh, yeah, I mean, it's all 45. They never made a 33. And I found them at a lady in Thibodeau, and this guy, DJ Doug Funny, he collected the entire collection. And then I became friends with AJ Rodrigue, the Boudin man. He's DJ on WWOZ. And then he's like, oh, yeah, that was my dad. I was like, what do you mean that was your dad? He said, oh, yeah, you record that in my house. So here we are. Here we are, like, you know, 10 years later after meeting him, putting the whole collection out. It's going to be on two 33s. They're going to have four different sides. One's the French music, like Rockin' Uncle Pot, you were just mentioning, Et La Ba. And then the rest is like, there's a soul side, there's a country side, and there's a rock and roll side.
Can I ask you something? In that song, Et La Ba, is he saying ça va?
Oh, yeah, comment ça va?
Okay, ça va means, I know from, you know, a lot of Stooges gigs in France, and that's the thing, hey, you okay? Everything okay? Ça va?
Yeah, ça va?
Yeah, exactly. Right. Why ain't a total idiot? I've learned some stuff. But let's listen to the song, Louis.
All right.
Hey, là-bas. Comment ça va? Oh, hey, là-bas. Comme le chat qui cause la souris, oh, et là-bas, comment ça va? Oh, et là-bas, comment ça va? Oh, j'étais au village, voir ma belle, j'étais au village, voir ma belle, j'ai mangé des courbouillons, j'ai attrapé un dérangement, oh, ma maman s'emmène l'éléphant, oh, et là-bas, comment ça va? Oh, et là-bas, comment ça va? Oh, les moustiques à manger ma belle, y'en a quitté les gros hôtels pour faire des boussons de vieille. Pour boucher les demi-bouteilles, oh, et là-bas, comment ça va?
tell me.
I like Jews, I like Armenians, I like Czechs and Poles and Hungarians. I like North Africans, I like South Africans, I like East Africans, Central Africans too. Americans, I like the people in between Northern and North and South and Avenue.
it reveals all of me.
See, Houma is down where, like, Hurricane Ida hit, which is terrible in Parrish and Lafourche, terrible in Parrish, right next to Lafourche Parrish. And all though their French music, like their quote-unquote Cajun music, is completely different than ours up here. We have, like, Cajun exotico with the accordions. They don't have any accordions down there. It's all, like, every song has this, it's like swamp pop, and it's rock and roll and country in French, almost some Mariner music. And every song starts the same. And they come back on the one. It always starts on the five. Every damn song.
And what about fiddle? No accordion, but
fiddle? Almost no fiddle.
Wow.
Almost a few fiddles here and there, but mostly guitars, steel guitars.
Yeah.
Bass drums, and it's so cool, man. And it's a really, really eclectic collection, and it reflects, because of course there's a lot of native tribes down there. The Houma is kind of the bigger tribe down there, and then you have, it's the name of the parish seat of Houma of Terrebonne Parish. So you have a very diverse population there, including a lot of Native American tribes like the Pointe aux Chênes and the Bayou du Large and the A few more. They all band with the Biloxi, Chittimacha, and all. So it's a whole bunch of different peoples down there.
Biloxi.
And the music, they allied with the Tunica Band of Biloxi as their official, because they can't get tribal status down there. So anyway, the music is just so. So just different than ours, and I love it, man. The words, the stories, it's a whole different beast than our music. So when I first got those 45s, I was like, what is this? This is crazy.
Let's tell people what they just heard. They heard, started off that chunk of music is Rockin' Uncle Pop with Alaba. Then we had Stony Spring, I Like All Peoples. They just lost their guitar man, Paul Lack. Cancer got him. Hard fight. Patina. Yeah. Is part two of four from the Perpets. Vicky Murdal, live at the Eugene Difficult Music Ensemble New Music Fest 2023, day three, composed by M.A. Tsenga, performed by the Eugene Difficult Music Ensemble. Get together, what? Then we had Yes Selma with horns. J. McFarlane's reality guest, YouTube trip, Wharton Tears of San Tropez, Neil Turpin, great drummer man turned one man band, Old Paint from his new solo album, Muskeg Mudsack got an Anchorage Shimmering Capo Blues, or Capo, some people say, huh? And then Honeymoon in Waynesville from Circus Devils, Bob Pollard, with yet another release. And then, you gave me, Louie, Jim Trahan in J'ai Laissé Mon Cœur. My heart.
Yeah, that was cool. Huh? It's got that voice Vox Steel.
Yeah, that's a trip.
Yeah.
I didn't know what that was.
That's that Homo Records, man. They were doing all kind of stuff.
Okay.
Stuff that we were definitely not doing up here in Acadiana at the time. You know, it's a completely different French music, and they almost have no representation in the Cajun Zydeco Louisiana culture world, because it's like it was a whole other pocket. And then they kind of started playing our music eventually. It's like, oh, what do we play? We play Cajun music. Oh, you know, and they have a few accordions and stuff now. But back then it was a whole other world. You know, it was separated by miles and miles of waterways, and they're more mariners and fishermen and such, you know. I was up here, it's more like cowboys and, you know, swamp things and whatever. I don't know.
Let me ask you about this part of Louisiana, because a bass hero for me is Joe Osborne. I think he's Shreveport. Mr. Burton on guitar, right? He brought...
James Burton.
Okay, what kind of area is that? That's a whole nother area, too? A
whole nother area. And that's, my mom was from Shreveport, and completely different. I mean, almost no French. In fact, my Sicilian great-great-grandpa, he learned French because he didn't want to be Sicilian anymore, and he changed his name to French. He moved up to Shreveport, and he was like a hot item up in Shreveport because he spoke French and he wasn't Italian. And he was... And then he, so they, and his, my mama's mama was a professional whistler and violin and organ player. She played in the silent films, and Shreveport was hopping, man. They had like brass bands and river boats and all that, but it was completely like the Anglo, much more like the South than South Louisiana. You know, none of the French Catholic. It's all Baptist and Protestant. So it's completely a different world. It's more like Mississippi and Arkansas.
I was going to say Vicksburg,
Texas,
with the river boats and
Exactly.
Okay. Look, we're at the end of the first hour here. January 19, 2024 edition, Watt Peters, special guest, Louis Michaud. Hold tight for hour two. January 19, 2024, it's the second hour of the Watt for Peters show. Thank you.
Start and we'll see what we can do. mumbles to himself about relativity, but it's not about how bad things got for you compared with how bad things got for me. But in the military, that's everything, I guess. A pissing contest. Gee, we drifted a long way off course. Keep walking, buddy. Give yourself permission. Employer intuition. Give yourself permission.
In June of 1967, I combined all of the assorted checks and cash I'd received from my bar mitzvah and bought a Hagstrom bass guitar and Univox amplifier. That summer was spent playing with three other budding musicians in my friend Frank's basement. We did this after first being told by his mother to move a couple guinea pig cages out into the yard because she feared for their health. We called ourselves the first in line, but by September we were done. I was in eighth grade and enlisted by a band of ninth graders to be their bass player. Called the Nighttimes, we were soon playing for dances at the YMCA. A year later, we got a new drummer and organist. The original drummer wasn't very good, and he also liked to beat people up. And the original organist got into some sort of trouble that his parents dealt with by getting rid of his organ. I also took this opportunity to put forth a new name for us, Scotland Yard Fantasy. But by the beginning of 10th grade, I was invited to join a group led by high school seniors from a nearby town. No longer all in the same neighborhood, and I wasn't old enough to drive, so they had to come pick me up and then bring me back home. The name of that band? Happy Scat.
Pedro Show, start off the second hour, Fred Bro with Tizal Mon Chapeau, Tony Oxley, great drummer, man, we just lost. Composition number two, Ben Salter out of Tasmania, Permission, David Greenberg and Tasha Rogers with Scotland Yard Fantasy as part of David Greenberger's autobiography, Petrified Max Acres, that's got Vetus, and finally, Boudreau. Get together, what?
Jacques Boudreau.
With the Diablo de la Louisiana, the Devil of Louisiana. Okay.
Exactly. That's some underground stuff right there.
Okay. And how did you happen on it?
So it's a buddy of mine from Baton Rouge who plays like sludge metal or what, like, you know, that really deep, loud, and slow metal.
Yeah.
Doom metal and all that. And they have a few good few bands of that music in Baton Rouge. And then his dad and my dad played Cajun music together. And he went into a long period of isolation of sorts and made this amazing, amazing album that he gave to like 50 of his friends. And then I just decided to throw it on there because I love that shit so much. It's so raw.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's a very deep story for him. And it just, it's like, well, another thing. It was a moment of time.
Yeah.
And no one will ever know about it except now.
Right, right. Diary means the day, right? That's the kind of denominator, right? The sun rises, sunset. I mean, what's a week? Why ain't it eight days? Why ain't it 6 days? You know, the month is with periods in the moon, but I don't understand the week. What about Frère Bro?
The Frère Bro, man, it was Amade and Ofe Bro. Their sister, Cleoma, was the first person to record Cajun music with her boyfriend at the time, Joe Falcon. And then, so Amade Bro was in Crowley, Louisiana, and it was a family band. And they just had so much feel and movement. They're the ones who made the song that became Jolie Blonde. They called it Ma Blonde est Partie.
Oh, yeah.
And they were just a quintessential, like, root of what we now know as Cajun music and why it's on a larger scale. But they were just the very essence. It's like squeezing the blood straight out of it, you know. It's just so, so good. So I wanted to pop in some Bro Brothers.
Okay, really beautiful stuff. And like you say, the spirit. What about this? I know we've had Lost Bayou Rambler, Louisiana Philharmonic Orchestra. Well, actually, we have Lost Bayou Ramblers. So is this a version of that band?
Okay. Yeah, so this, so I know, because that's, you know, as always, I wanted to throw some of the Homo record stuff and then a few other things, but my recent releases have been, first of all, this album and then my solo album that we're going to get to both came out in September of 2023. Lost Bayou Ramblers recorded a live album with Louisiana Philharmonic Orchestra a year ago at the Orpheum in New Orleans.
Wow.
And we recorded it, and it was like we only had one rehearsal, and we were doing seven of our pieces that were arranged, like our songs, Lost Bayou Rambler songs, arranged for the orchestra. Plus, we were doing Beasts of the Southern Wild music from that film. And we only had one rehearsal, and the conductor, Carlos Prieto, who's from Mexico City, did an amazing job of bringing everything together. We recorded it, and it just came, it was just one of those nights, you know, just singing into the theater, and it just, like, everything felt right. And we recorded it, and we put it on an album, and we released it in September, and it got nominated for a Grammy, so we go into L.A. in a few weeks for that, Regional Roots nomination.
All right. Well, you gave me this tune from the – you could tell the people who went to the gig-goers were into it, too, man.
Yeah, it was a sold-out theater. It was awesome, and it was cold, and it was just beautiful, you know.
Okay.
The heat went out
September
in the
September was cold? Wow, okay.
No, we recorded it in January.
Oh, it came out in September.
it was cold. The heaters went out in the venue. So that's why we didn't have much rehearsal, because the orchestra union laws was that they couldn't play under a certain degree. So we had to go somewhere else, and there was construction going on, like jackhammers and shit on the roof while we're trying to, you know, rehearse an orchestra. It was awesome.
Okay. You know, a farmer would tell you, you want a good crop, use a lot of manure. So here's the bathtub. Yeah. The bathtub.
She had long black hair and looked a lot more like you than you think you do. But I knew her mother well. And her lead light eyes were lovely coal, smoke blue as well. But I knew her father too. And I viewed life like a bedroom through a keyhole on a door, while he saw it like a pantry through a window on a wall. We never got on well, were never friends at all, and I was just the barnacle that clung on through it all. He was a small-time politician, a teleprompter's charge, trying to bury a misdeed from way back when. And so he lined all of the hacks up on the grass, called them gentlemen and friends, and gave his dog whistle a blast, and every face there was a mask. And what is anybody doing who ain't pretending? What is anybody doing? Why would he frighten up his friends with something useless as the truth? Yeah, and there was a beauty in her youth. Hey, did she scare all of your friends away? Are your friends away? Hey, did you scare all of your? Are your friends away? She had some fine boys on her trail, like the tailless on his scale, the ranks of suits. And all he touched turned into loot. But I knew his kind very well. And when the Doric combs cracked, it tore the shirt right off his back. So they sold him down the river before pocketing the cash. Oh, he wasn't so lucky then. But that didn't bother Anna. She had boys on tap, and Jack was a pro bono defense lawyer at a firm called Young and Black. He then made a junior partner and shown how to work a rort, making charitable donations to Salvation Army Corps and veterans without wheelchairs and the widows of the wars. He was a liberating angel with a claws peg on his nose, but he swooped a little low one time and crashed into some locals who beat seven shades of shame through him, then levied heavy taxes of their own and said necessity is nine-tenths of the surgery. He owed his face as hell, and I watch him very carefully, cause this is where the equal distribution of his wealth is going to. And it was a beauty in her youth. Hey, did she scare all of your are your friends away? Hey, did she frighten all your friends away? Hey, did she scare all of your friends away? Thank you. beauty in her youth. And it was at the garden party when we first were introduced by her father, who'd retired into a well of sweet vermouth. But I knew what was coming next. While he'd been winning plaudits for his ornithology, I'd been selling Winnebagoes to less healed retirees. On and not been going well. I moved Ivy's on high purchase when I knew I should have leased, and my investors went bankrupt, so I couldn't resupply, and I could not meet repayments even if demand increased. I wish they'd pay me what they owe me, then I'll fuck off like a pensioner and die and have a holiday at least. Then he said money won't bring happiness. I very nearly cried, but he didn't venture further, no one saying that ever tries. I took a hard slug on my drink and Anna watched me while I melted like an ice cube in the desert of the shade. And if she smiled at you, there'd be nothing you wouldn't do, cause women made like Anna are born coasting on the admiration which Anna made the most of. She turned one against the other, all friends at one time. Yet they set upon themselves and cleared away from me to her. Yeah, but you and I were happy then, and happy's no defense. And if it's any consolation, I expected someone else, and that would be her masterstroke. And I am standing here today as proof. Your friends away. Hey, did she frighten all your friends away? And hey, did she scare all of your friends away? And hey,
old thing about.
Fiddle,
Willie.
You made your fiddle
with
a
takeout
box.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I started you.
Mm-hmm. You made your own fiddle and then learned it, huh?
Oh, yeah.
How did you make it? I
want to
make one.
Well, you had to watch the fiddle.
You copy it.
Yeah.
make a neck, make some tuning pegs.
And then a hole where you put your keys in.
Mm-hmm.
And you hang it in for the
whittle.
Put a little bridge and that's it.
Oh, yeah.
Did you make your own bow?
Oh, yeah. Get your little stick and trim it up.
Pedro Show, the chunk of music, start off in the bathtub, live, Lost Bayou Ramblers, with the Louisiana Philharmonic Orchestra. We just heard the story how that came together. One prac, people. I don't want to hear any fucking whining. Wire Lines after that thing to me, then Barry Stock, The Origins, of Desire Organized. A lot of people, they say, oh man, we weren't ready. Yeah, well, that's the thing about life. FFF from Derek Moneypenny. Gareth Littered with Did She Scare All Your Friends Away? Ray Shin with Gavels Down. And finally, Willie Durso with Blues a Durso.
Yeah, man. I didn't think we had played this last time I talked to you because this came out in 2021 and I met Willie Durso in 2019, and I'm 1 year old. And he had just picked the...
Oop, you're cutting out there, Louie.
The fiddle with his brother, and they... Oh, sorry, okay. Willie Durso played in the 1930s at house dances around Le Beau, Louisiana, around not far from where I live, and... He picked the fiddle back up, 80 something years later. And he started playing fiddle again when he was 97. And when I recorded him, he was 101 and he literally hadn't played since the 19, basically like they were doing house dances in Le Beau Creole. And this is Creole communities, there was fiddles and guitars, and they were doing house dances every weekend in the late 30s. You know, it'd be a one house, and they'd say, who's having the next one? It's a fado-do. It's a free clubs, you know. And then he went to the war. He served not Iwo Jima, but the other one. Anyway,
Okinawa.
He served in World War II. Okinawa. Yeah, Okinawa, correct. And then when they got back, they tried to do another house dance, and they said it just wasn't the same. And then, you know, things had already, technology and times had advanced so much, and they ended up moving to Texas. And then, you know, it worked, and then you just raised a family, and then much, much later, like literally 70 years later, he picked up, 80 years later, he picked the fiddle back up. And he started playing, and when I recorded him, he was 101 years old. That's and that's amazing. Him playing his fiddle, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And I'll listen to that today, in fact, because he actually passed away a few months after that, and the family thinks that it was like early pandemic, pre-COVID kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
And he was amazing. It was so amazing to meet him, and he actually played with my 1 year old.
How did that happen, Louis? How did you meet him?
Well, some friends of mine, who's a DJ in Houston, somehow they were his friend was at a family reunion, and she took a video of him and said, "Oh, look at my great uncle playing the fiddle," and he sent it to this DJ, and the DJ was like, "Holy crap!" And he sent it to this other DJ around here, Herman Fuselier, and then you know he went over and visited him, and they asked me and said, "Hey, this sounds like a Louis deal. Like, Louis, you want to go meet him and talk French and play some fiddle?" I was like, man, don't ask me twice. I had my 1 year old at the time.
Uh-huh.
I was babysitting my 1 year old. I put him in the car with me. We went straight to his house and met them, and that was it. And like he what really turned him on, because at 101, he was like, "Oh, you know, my arms kind of hurt. I don't really feel like playing, but I'll mess around." What turned him on was my 1 year old wanting to play my fiddle. He's like, "Oh, you want to play?" And then he started playing, like the baby really turned him on, you know?
Yeah.
And so he started playing with my 1 year old. My 1 year old was holding my fiddle and I was helping him play. So I have a little recording of them together, and there's a 1 and 101 playing together. It was so cool, man. It was just like, you know, so I wanted to put this out just because it was just the melody he plays as well is, you can hear it as this quintessential Creole melody that doesn't exist in itself anymore, but it's like the root of a lot of songs. And he just pulled it back out. I've had this experience with other musicians where they pull it back out from another time. You know, it's like they haven't played in a long time.
Sure.
And when they start playing again, they're still back then.
Yeah. Wow.
Because they haven't been influenced. And like I knew one who, when he started playing, he pulled back out of time. But then as soon as he started hanging out with other people, he forgot all the old songs and always to play them. He started playing the new stuff. And I was like, "What about that old stuff?" And he was like, "Oh, I don't remember it anymore." Anyway, yeah, man. So that was amazing to be able to meet him. And,
beautiful, you know, just, beautiful. Look, we're at the end of the second hour now, Louis. January 19th, 2024 edition of Wap Pedro Show. Special guest, Louis Michel. Hold tight for hour three. January 19th, 2024, it's third hour, Wap for Pedro Show.
Thank you.
For Pedro Show, start off third hour, Shakespeare and the Blues. I remember this from last time.
Oh,
Wanton
good.
Phrases.
Good.
Then Greenland and Craig after that with The Flame. Torn Boys, live on KDVS with Fountain of Blood. Scott Marshall with WZRD, Void Watch, Edit 7. Yeah, maybe we weren't supposed to see that. Han Earl Park and Nick Duke. Durkowski with The Curse of Anubis. That's the jackal-headed cat in the Egypt tombs.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, I think helps with the Way in the Soul. Or is that? No, that's Toth. Maybe he eats your heart out or some shit. If you, like they weigh your soul against a feather.
Don't
fucking
happen.
This other
good luck.
Demon like eats it up. Yeah, yeah. Bullets or balloons after that. The Haircut Store. And finally, Louis Michaud featuring Layla McCalla, String Noise, Souvenir de Puerto Rico. Hip us to that.
Louis. Yep, that's off my new solo album. I made put out my album Rev the Troubadour last September.
Yeah.
And just kind of started making music and decided to put my name on it for the first time ever or whatever, you know. So I was like, okay, solo, whatever, Louis Michaud. And that song is from 1855, I believe it's Louis Moreau Gottschalk, who was a Creole French, you know, parents who were in Haiti and fled after the revolution to Louisiana, like my people and like a lot of people. And he was one of the only, he was responsible for carrying over so much music from that time because he would travel through Central America and South America and the Caribbean, and he would write the melodies he was hearing and compose pieces on piano about him. And so this Souvenir to Puerto Rico is a melody that still exists today, in Puerto Rico. It's called it's like a Christmas song, but then there's like when you hear it, you're like, oh yeah, that's the same song. But of course, he composes it in different ways. And he did like Congo Square music in New Orleans. He did Bambula, which is like the big New Orleans dance.
Uh-huh.
And he carried over so much music, and he would do these monster concerts of like 1,000 musicians in like Rio de Janeiro and put all these places, because he was, you know, in Cuba. He did all kind of stuff because he would make these giant performances, and he was kind of known as one of the only great American composers of that time, because, you know, of course in Europe they snubbed Americans, but he was Creole, so he had like some French, you know, and he was a badass, and he also
kind of an ambassador type, right?
He went and did some commissions for the Queen of Spain and such, and just traveled around a lot. And when he wrote this song, Souvenir to Puerto Rico, apparently he stayed in a cabin overlooking an extinct volcano in Puerto Rico for like 4 months. And he pushed the piano out over the ledge every day, overlooking the volcano, and would be writing this song. And then he ended up dying in Rio de Janeiro on stage while introing Ode to Death.
Wow.
One of those stories.
A little appropriate.
Man, he died like at 42 years old or something. Yeah.
You know, I made a solo record. There was 48 other people on it. Now, your solo record's kind of like that, too, right? You got all kinds of friends.
Exactly. Yeah. Yep. I mean, that's it. Man. What fun is it doing it? That's like the word solo is kind of funny, right? I mean,
totally. Like, especially your bass. That's what I'm,
yeah. And I just didn't want to. I was like, I don't want to come up with another band name.
Sure.
And I'm just going to like.
You want to take responsibility.
Mean to.
Let us all know who to blame. That's why I figured out mine, too.
Exactly.
What about Shakespeare and the Blues?
So Shakespeare and the Blues is Brian Weber, who's part of he's all over my album. He's part of Lost by You Ramblers. And he collaborates with Cam Smith, a drummer from New Orleans, and Cassie Watson-Francion, who's a harp player from Brooklyn, Haitian-American from Brooklyn. And she gets it on that album, but Shakespeare and the Blues is mainly just Brian and Cam. And they played in New Orleans the other night, and they do all kind of really cool jams. I love that album.
Okay. I want to play some more from your, quote, solo, unquote, album. Here's Rev to Troubadour.
as she came riding through the dark. No moon to keep her arm or braid, and no man to get her through this dark, this very smoky night.
She said, I'm tired of the war. Now want the kind of work I had before, with a wedding dress, something white to wear upon swollen appetite.
You see, I've watched you riding almost every single day. And there's something in me that just yearns to win. Such a very cold and such a very lonesome heroine.
Well then, who are you?
And I love your solitude, and oh, how I love your sense of pride.
La 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 cachet. Au nom de la coulée, y'a rien, mais y'a tout. Papa est sans sorcerie. Sif, moscoyo, lataillé, araignée. Perdu dans le noir, c'est prière dans le noir. Personne peut pas te lever. Racine, je suis caché. Je suis caché. Les vents font siffler sur mes mains congelées. Sauter dans ce dos pour trouver mon tronc boscogneux. Tu peux pas me suivre, trop silencieux, privé. Mes pensées ont doré. En dedans, pas briller. Quand je passe dans la noix, ton désir est trop clair. Je regarde en avant, ou souviens en arrière. Ah oui, j'ai dit mes prières, moi tout seul, par chandelle avant le crépuscule. Je prie à ma grand-mère, je suis né dans la neige, on travaille le bassin. Je peux pas dire l'histoire, mais mon père comme il dit, comme il dit le camp, on est tous dans la cage. Si c'est pas pour mauvais, si c'est pas sur ses lots, rien compliqué. Si je te dis mes espoirs, moi ce que je m'explique, c'est pas la personne à si t'es pas à travailler. Je m'en ai retourné pour montrer mes feelings, changer ton idée, pour changer ton avis. Viens voir ici. Choqué. La lune est pleine pour un moment. Le temps des jonglements de quoi tirer pendant le jour. Ton sévère le courant. C'est pas chanceux, c'est béni tous les jours. On dit rêver, encore, encore, encore. On s'est croisé trois fois, mais c'est pas la première fois qu'il m'apporte des instructions pour la vie. Comme on dit, grave, viens voir ici, va pas là-bas. Mais les freins tirent bien les reins ici, faut arrêter au milieu du chemin. Oui, si t'as prêt, écoutez, va t'aider la vérité à l'endroit. Prends ce feu, oui, c'est là pour l'allumer. Moi, j'ai vu le pélican qui avalait les gros poissons qui rejetaient pour ses enfants. En donnant de son corps, les a nourris avec le sang. Et les troncs comme il est enfermé, les portes immigrants sont pensés à le moment qui traversait la frontière. Après son fruit de la guerre.
Pedro Show. Started off, the last music for this edition, it started off with Louis Michaud featuring Rising Stars, Fife and Drum, Rev de Troubadour, the title track from his new record. And people off air, Louis enlightened me the fact that this baby started off with some whistling in the morning.
Yeah, man, I woke up and was just had this melody rolling through my head and these chords, and I was like, gotta figure it out before I forget it. So I kept my eyes closed and made my way all the way to my studio out in the yard, and I started whistling it, and I figured out the chords. And then I got, eventually once I had it all down, I got Sharday Thomas, who is the fife player for Rising Stars Drum and Fife. She's like a multi-generational North Mississippi fife player and maker, like that fife and drum material is sure. So amazing. That's hard all the way, and she did an amazing, amazing addition to this song.
You know, you were this tune came from a whistling, and you were talking earlier about this lady who was a professional whistler.
Yes, my great great grandma up in Shreveport.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you think there's any connect?
I think so. I mean, I think so. My brother Andre and I are big whistlers. On tour, we're all just whistling in the van, and we're whistling and setting up, and we're whistling tunes. And we've never recorded it, and this was just like, I was just whistling it to get the melody, and I was like, you know what? I think I'm just going to whistle it. So that's been real fun to perform live, and it's crazy because I started performing this material last January in 2023, so I just started my second year of this, of the Louis Michaud show, if you will. Yes. And performing this and a few others from the album, it's like New Orleans is so, you know, notorious for just, I mean, the way we know it, it's like loud, rambunctious crowds, you know, just people just partying. It's like, I mean, you know how it is. Like, you're not competing. It doesn't matter. Everyone's loud. We're loud. They're loud. Yeah. But with this project, I've gotten some quiet moments, which has kind of been a first for me. And like this song and a few others, people just shut up, and it's nerve-wracking. And then I started kind of getting into, okay, everyone's listening. All right, that's all right. I'm just going to keep playing. The opposite of you. So it's been cool. It's been fun.
Yeah, sometimes you're just asking for it when you get quiet. But if they're being quiet for you, that's pretty bitch. We had Joan of Arc. This is Julie Christensen after.
Yes, thanks.
With Leonard Cohen. And then Pest Zone with On Genocide, the transition from victim to perpetrator. Kind of appropriate for these times. The 1164s after that with Keep Dancing. And finally, last tune for today, people. Louis Michaud featuring Dickie Landry with Bosco Flow.
Bosco Yo Flow. Yeah, Bosco Yo means cypress knee. You know the cypress knees that come out?
Sure.
The roots that come up. So that's how we say it in Louisiana French. It's a native word. But, yeah, this song is you know, my my Cajun rap song. <It's> like, I was walking out in the woods on my birthday a few years ago.
Yeah.
And, like, just, that's what I do sometimes for my birthday. It's early in the year, and it was just, you know, the forest, the woods are all open. There's this big swamp across the street that's usually dry when it doesn't rain a lot. I just walk back there, get lost. And I just started writing these words to the beat of my feet. And then I went back to my studio, and I started making a beat to it like I was hearing it.
Yeah.
And then I had it all. I recorded it and everything myself. I did everything myself, and it was, you know, real quick. And then I was like, man, you know, I want to get Dickie Landry, who of course is the avant-garde saxophonist. He's 84 now, I believe, or not more. And he was early pre-Philip Glass, New York, was in the earliest renditions of that before it was a thing, and is always, like, always working with amazing artists, Talking Heads and Paul Simon, and done all kind of, but he does this thing called the quadraphonic saxophone that he plays into a mic and has a quadraphonic delay through four different speakers.
Yeah.
And it's so cool, man. He just sits. So we reconfigured that through delays on this record, on this performance, and he came. And when he was sitting here getting ready, I was like, just think, like, you know, you're in the woods and it's empty and you're hearing, like, the wind and, like, you don't see anything. It's weird. You don't see any birds, but you're looking for them because it's just almost eerily wild. Like, it's so wild, it just seems like nothing. There's nothing scary. There's nothing except getting lost. And and then I remembered that in the 70s, my dad has been looking for the ivory-billed woodpecker. My dad is a retired biologist / accordion player. Still an accordion player, not retired on that. And he was been looking for the ivory-billed woodpecker that's been extinct since the 1930s. There's been no confirmed sightings since the 1930s. And he was out there playing the recording with my Uncle David in the woods in the 1970s. And Uncle David showed it to Dickie Landry because the old bird experts like John James Audubon and others described the ivory-billed woodpecker as having the tone of a beat up trumpet or an out of tune clarinet. You know, it has this like this very horny sound call, and there's a recording of it by Arthur Allen in 1935. So I used that sample. I reminded Dickey about the tune he did called Call of the Ivoryville Woodpecker that he did at the Documenta Art Fest in Germany in the 1970s after my uncle showed him the recording from being out in the woods with my dad, like this whole circle. So he kind of recreated and answered the Ivoryville Woodpecker on that song, and they're both, the sample is in there and him doing his own rendition of like nature and the Ivoryville Woodpecker.
That's amazing. I love it. I mean, that, to me, that's why you do a solo record, you know, so you can take chances and explore stuff like that. That's great.
Man, exactly.
What's next up for you, Louie? You going to tour this record?
Yeah, I've been just continuing to push, you know, push this record tour as much as I can and playing New Orleans a whole bunch. Going playing after the Grammys, we're going to Paris and playing with Layla McCalla and Corey Ledet. We've been doing that trio a bunch lately. It's been real fun. And, just continuing to do a lot of shows locally. And
have you been playing with Spider?
Country.
Remember you had that project with Spider?
Yeah, we did that for a solid, 20? We did that for a solid 7 years.
Yeah.
And then at the end of 2022... We just kind of ran its course and we let it go. And they've been spending most of their time in England. And we had a good few tours and all that. And it was fun. And then, of course, Shane McGowan passed away a few months ago. But, it was a fun ride. Man, it's crazy. At the beginning of 2020, I was like, I had 9 bands. You know how it goes. Like, all these 9 bands. And now I just have, like, 2 or 3. And I'm like, all right, cool. This is nice. At the moment.
A little more, man. Well, look, when you get more stuff, will you please come back on the show, play it, talk
man,
about
it? Man, thank you so much, Mike. Dude, my wife, it's such a pleasure to bring all this music and just be able to talk about it and play it. And man.
Every time, anytime. Really, I love it. I love it.
In honor of Willie Durso, man.
Absolutely, Willie Durso. Much respect. And until you're back on, man, I'll be thinking of you. Safe seas. Keep that keel in the water.
Hey, you too, Watt. Appreciate you, man.
I promise. January 19, 2024 edition, Watt Pedro, so keep your powder dry.